The United States' entrance into the Second World War gave rise to many challenges and some far-reaching changes in our labor forces. Manpower needs were at their highest in our history. The need for military pilots especially was critical. This is Chuck Yeager speaking. I'd like to share with you a little-known fact in history. That need for pilots was answered by enactment of the Women Air Force Service Pilot Program. 1,074 well-trained and well-qualified women pilots joined this war effort voluntarily to release male pilots for combat duty. Public law then, and still today, prevents women pilots from flying combat. The WASP, as they were known, flew more than 60 million miles in 78 different types of military aircraft, ferrying them from the manufacturer to points of debarkation for overseas and operational squadrons. They flew war-weary aircraft to repair depots. They instructed male pilots and flew military aircraft on navigational training flights. The WASP performed routine testing of military aircraft, flew administrative missions, towed targets for live gunnery practice, and in total flew every type mission except combat. They were based in more than 100 different bases in the United States. Jacqueline Cochran, a very good friend of mine and one of the world's most accomplished pilots, male or female, was director of the WASP. Nancy Harkness Love, a pioneer in developing the use of women ferry pilots, a staff executive, ferrying division of the Air Transport Command. This pioneering experimental program far exceeded what had been expected of it. In the words of General Hap Arnold, commander of the Army Air Forces during World War II, said, "The WASP proved that they could fly wingtip to wingtip with their brothers in the sky in a time of critical need in our country." They paved the way and became role models for women military pilots of today.